could have easily been a zero there. It's the way my season's gone, you know. Unfortunately, the whole year, it's just the crooked numbers. The big inning has really hurt me. Really, two out runs again, six of them today. So, could have easily been, should have been a zero in the fifth, but wasn't, you know. And then that's on me.
How'd you feel going into that inning? Just the way, especially got through the lineup the second time.
Good, yeah, good. I mean, I gave up a single to start and then two ground balls in a row and a bunt, you know, and it's not like they were breaking the fences down on me. And then all of a sudden I gave up a double on Reynolds. And you know, that was the only pitch I threw into him all day, so I thought I had him off of it. But you know, wasn't terribly upset about that one. This is a pitch to McCutchen's terrible, you know, it's not a good pitch. But I don't know what to tell you, man. That should have been maybe one or two runs, maybe in the game, six or seven, and maybe more. And it was just another six inning game, or six run game. So I'm just really disappointed. I mean, I was in complete control and then just let it get away there.
You weren't throwing many curveballs early on. Were you purposely trying to keep them all balanced, Captain Mills pitching?
I was locating my heater really well and locating cutter well. Slowed my breaking ball down some just to see what that would do with the ratio. And I don't know, I felt in command of that game with other stuff, you know, and could have got them out with curveballs too. But you know, taking no hitter into the fourth, you know, one hitter into the fifth. So I can't really explain it. You know, there's not really much I could say.
At the best you felt with your two different fastballs this season?
Yeah.
As far as what you could do?
Location-wise, command-wise. I didn't try to throw anything hard, obviously, but I was locating really well and going both ways with four-seamer and cutter, and sinker. So last game I had four-seam, didn't have sinker. Today I had sinker and four-seam, but... I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know what to tell our fan base. What do I tell them? You know, what do I say? What can I say?
When that inning starts and some of the same stuff creeps up again, you mentioned soft contact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that get into your psyche where, you
know,
here we go again?
No. That was my whole outlook going into last game and this game was I can't get into what's already happened. You know, it's we're going forward from there on and just make a pitch. Just can't control what's already happened, but stuff kept happening. So I had a good mindset the whole time.
No, you're not chasing numbers at all, but to get to 200, how difficult is it? I mean,
it's proving to be very difficult. Yeah. 199 would be great first. Mm-hmm. We need to win that one first. I thought today was going to be the day for sure. You know, especially after I started the game, felt really confident that we were going to win that game. We just didn't do it. But, you know, I can't win 200 before I win 199. I got to win that one first. And that starts with my next start. I just got to be very, very focused on winning that game, you know, and then we'll go from there.